This is the Rich Eisen Show.
He cared about one thing and one thing only: winning time, winning championships, trophies in the case. We'll figure out the money later on.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Oh, okay then.
You put the wrong emphasis on the wrong syllable.
Today's guests: LSU football head coach Brian Kelly, Lakers writer for The Athletic Bill Oram from the HBO series Winning Time, actor Solomon Hughes, and now it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. It's going to be very Laker-heavy in hour number three because we've got The Athletic reporter and beat writer and columnist covering the Lakers, Bill Oram, on, and we all know... certainly here in Los Angeles, California, there's so much of a conversation going on about the Lakers not making the playoffs at all, which is remarkable at the play-in tournament tonight. And they didn't even make the top six, and they didn't even make the play-in tournament. And they fired their coach yesterday. So Bill will be on. And then the actor who plays Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in the HBO hit show Winning Time, Solomon Hughes, formerly of Cal Berkeley and the Harlem Globetrotters. And... He's got a PhD in higher education from Georgia. So he's really Dr. Solomon Hughes coming on this program?
I believe so, yeah.
He plays Kareem on this program.
He is amazing.
And he's terrific
show,
at it.
Yeah.
He will be here in hour number three, but we kick off hour number two with a similar color scheme, right? Wouldn't you say?
I would say.
All right, very good.
I would say.
The LSU Tigers and the new head coach of LSU football joining us here on the Mercedes-Benz Vans phone line. He is Brian Kelly. How are you, Brian?
I'm doing good, Rich. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for coming on. How you been?
I've been great. You know, I have two honorary doctorates, but you don't have to call me doctor.
What do you have? What do you got?
Yeah, well, Grand Valley State, where I started my career, and Assumption College, where I graduated from. So... I guess they needed somebody to speak that day.
Dr. Kelly? So you could be Dr. Kelly, technically?
Some days. I think that it looks good on my wall, but as higher education goes, I didn't get much higher than a bachelor's degree.
Well, this is great to have you on this program. First time I'm interviewing you in your new gig, and I guess the awkwardness of the Michigan-Notre Dame rivalry doesn't have to linger anymore between the two of us. This is great.
No, and there was never any awkwardness because...
Because we never spoke to each other on game days. That's why.
We never did. And your 40 was better than my 40. So that's why I got into coaching.
So let me just jump in real quick. Certainly with the draft coming in 2 weeks' time, and talk about some players that you know from the Notre Dame days.
Yep.
Tell me about Kyle Hamilton, first time you laid eyes on him, Brian Kelly. What was that?
Well, just, you know, a unique player at the position in which he plays, right? Somebody that's 6'4", athletic, rangy, you know, great ball skills. And he had no buts. He had the and he can come down and play physical. And he was a team player. And, you know, he did the little things right. He was a captain for me. He had all the other things. He didn't have a, but he doesn't do this, but he doesn't do that. So, you know, when you're talking about guys that, you know, are going to be successful in the NFL, they've got to have a lot of those things going for them, too. And, you know, you can see him on the field and what he can do, but he had so much more for me as a leader of our football program.
And so what can he do at the next level, do you think, Brian?
Well, a unique, player in the sense that, you know, the tight end position, the proliferation of talent in the NFL, you know, I mean, you know, all of the tight ends now can stretch the field vertically. He's a guy that can certainly play them and play the ball. You know, he certainly has the ability to come down and play, you know, physical. With his range, he can play in the middle of the field and cover the field. He just is another chess piece defensively that is so unique that you don't get a lot of players that have this kind of range, physicality, the traits that you're looking for that give you as a defensive coordinator, you know, an advantage, you know, tactically.
Brian Kelly here on the Rich Eisen Show. How many phone calls do you get from the professional level then about players you are now officially used to coach?
Quite a bit. I mean, okay. You know, when you're drafted this high, they're all looking for reasons why They shouldn't draft him this high. They're not trying to validate. They're all, you know, at this point, they're like, all right, what's wrong with this guy?
Right.
You know what? You know, give me a reason why I shouldn't draft him this high. You know, it's almost like, I'll try to give you reasons why not to, other than the fact that everything that you know about him, the interviews, there's nothing fake about him. And I think that that's what I get more than anything else is, you know, we've had so many first-round draft picks, and in particular the offensive line, too, that, you know, they get a little nervous that it's too good to be true.
And what's it like to, I guess, did you run LSU Pro Day? I mean, because you're just fresh there.
I did. Now, certainly I didn't know the kids well enough to be able to go out on the line and, you know, comment on them as well. Obviously, you know, Stingley is the, you know, the highest, you know, profile player here.
Right.
And I didn't have a close relationship with him because he was injured. And then, you know, when I, you know, came here, I didn't coach the team in the bowl game. So I got a chance to meet him. He's a wonderful young man, but I couldn't really add anything to, you know, his evaluation. So his pro day had to speak for itself. What was great for me, Rich, more than anything else, is I was able to meet, you know, a lot of alumni that came back. And for me, you know, that's as important as anything else, getting a chance to touch base with former players here from LSU.
And so who was that?
Well, Patrick Queen was back. You know, you had, Tyrann Mathieu's been back. Chaseon has been back. So probably five or six NFL players have come back in the last week or so that I had never gotten a chance to meet. And, you know, obviously the circles that I was in South Bend, we never crossed paths. So, you know, just getting that opportunity to meet, you know, and it's certainly, you know, the Booger McFarlands of the world and Marcus Spears and Ryan Clark, you know, all those guys, getting a chance to meet, you know, those that are in the media as well has been, you know, it's been a good journey for me.
Brian Kelly here on the Rich Eisen Show. So let's just, in terms of the differences between your previous spot and now, the one thing I would think of, and you could tell me if I'm off, is that there might be some kids that you can recruit that Notre Dame might tell you can't get in, and LSU is different. Is that putting too fine a point on it, or have you seen that already so far, Brian Kelly?
Yeah, I would say that we can cast a larger net in terms of recruitment. There's no doubt about that. You know, we're talking about 35,000 students, 8,000 small Catholic schools, so your profile is certainly going to be different from that perspective. So, you know, I still want, you know, young men that value a degree and have the right traits. So there's going to be some similarities relative to the young men that I want to recruit to LSU.
Mm-hmm.
But no, you're absolutely right. There's going to be a larger profile that allows me to recruit, you know, more student athletes that I couldn't recruit at Notre Dame.
And you might be able to have a potentially a friendlier relationship with the provost down in Louisiana than maybe previously, Brian Kelly?
No, I don't think that I had an adverse relationship with anybody at Notre Dame. I think we were all on the same page relative to, you know, what our mission was and who we could get into school and who we didn't. And I felt very comfortable with that. You know, I think here, you know, we have to do a better job academically, you know, quite frankly. You know, we have to be able to up our APR, GSR, and we're not going to run away from that, but we have to do a better job down here. And, you know, I thought Notre Dame did a great job of balancing both academics and athletics. So I think for me, Rich, to be quite honest with you, I think from a recruiting standpoint, you know, the state of Louisiana offers us so much more relative to the ability to stay in state and really pull a lot of our players right from the state. We weren't going to do that in Indiana. We had to go to California, Texas. We had to be on the East Coast in New Jersey and the coastal areas. And that will change dramatically. That'll probably be the biggest difference between the two schools is that we can stay in the state of Louisiana and we can cast a wider net.
Has your recruiting forced you to try different foods you've never tried before, Brian Kelly?
Oh, there's no doubt about that. There's no doubt about that. And yeah, I've got two personal trainers now to okay. make sure that there's a lot of fried food. There's no doubt about it. I haven't seen a salad yet on any of the menus that I've been at. So, but you know, look, I grew up in Boston, so seafood has always been, you know, you know, something that I've always loved. Went to the Midwest. I can't say seafood's number one on the menu in the Midwest, and I come down here and seafood's back to number one. So that's been really nice.
Okay.
And you know, the people are, you know, friendly, and they love football, and they love food. What's wrong with that?
Now, I hear you. Brian Kelly here on the Rich Eisen Show. How is the NIL world different at LSU than from Notre Dame?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think there's incredible support here in the community. I think donors, you know, embrace it. I don't want to speak for Notre Dame, but I don't know that all schools embrace it the same way. Here it's embraced as part of, you know, what will be probably our reality, Rich, moving forward. You know, that they are going to be part of recruiting and what you're going to have to do, you know, in putting together name, image, and likeness deals. And so early on, you know, the building of name, image, and likeness opportunities has been very successful down here. And I don't know that that goes across the country yet, but everybody's kind of figuring out what's good for them. And it's not universal, right? Because there's different laws in different states. And I think there's different support from universities, you know, across the board.
I think the words figuring it out that you kind of just said is universal. We had Mac Brown of North Carolina on a couple of weeks ago. He said that things are just, there's no rules. I mean, I'm sure you must have heard Dabo Swinney's comments to ESPN that might have crossed your eyes or your ears at some point, saying that the sport's heading for a reckoning, that there's really no rules about it. Are you seeing a similar experience, Brian Kelly?
Yeah, I mean, clearly the unintended consequences of this, you know, when the ruling came down that kind of left it up to the universities and the states, you know, there's no universal principles. However, you're guided by, you know, federal laws relative to, you know, taxable income. And so there are some, you know, 1099s have to be shown for work. This is not, you know, we're not at pay for play right now. We are still in a, your name, your image has got to be the reason for your compensation. So there are governing principles. Look, if you want to cheat, you can cheat at anything you want to cheat at. But there are governing principles in terms of how you do it. Now, we have to look at it as, what are the incentives for name, image, and likeness? I want to attach GPA. I want to attach your community service work for you to get name, image, and likeness. There should be incentives for that. So I think we've got a plan. Yeah, could it be better if there's more stringent regulations on it? But I don't think we have time to pause. I think we have to hit the ground running and make sure that we don't get too far in front of ourselves, but be ready to put something together.
Brian Kelly here on the Rich Eisen Show. So I guess, you know, before I send you on with your day, now that you're a few weeks and months removed from your big decision to switch gigs and switch jobs and switch communities and switch programs, what did you learn from the process, I guess, is the question, Brian Kelly, the conversation, you were the first to go, or it was right after Lincoln Riley, and the conversation
right
about coaches and leaving, and kids now have transfer portals, and coaches get to leave, and
right.
What did you make of all of that now that we're a few months removed from it, Brian?
Well, I've been involved in it a couple of times. I was at Cincinnati, and I was at my banquet, you know, the night that the news broke that I was going to Notre Dame, and I was in front of my team at Cincinnati when their phones blew up that I was taking the job at Notre Dame, and I was promised that that wouldn't come out, and that would come out after my banquet. Somehow that got leaked. Then I was in a situation where this information wouldn't come out until I finished recruiting. It got out. The one thing I know is that I don't handle and I don't have any control over the timeline. All I have control over is the decisions that I make. And the decision in both of those instances, I decided to leave Cincinnati to go to Notre Dame, and I decided to leave Notre Dame to go LSU. But everything else, I didn't control the circumstances, which made it very difficult in both instances for me in addressing my team. And it's unfortunate. It stinks. But if I could control it, mm-hmm. neither one of those scenarios that I just outlined to you would have ever happened.
I guess, you know, stuff gets out and it's a raw emotion. It's so raw, obviously,
no doubt.
When somebody like of your stature goes and leaves to a new community. And I just don't know if there's a fix to it. I mean, the conversation is always out there that you make it like the NFL, where there's a certain time period under which a person like yourself gets to leave or anything like that. Would you be up for something like that?
Absolutely. If it was a universal principle and everybody operated under the same setting, I would have absolutely no problem with it. It's just that there's no universal, guidelines for it. And as I said, the timeline is the athletic director of that other institution. I mean, you have no control over that.
Coach, appreciate the time, man. Thanks,
Rich,
for calling in.
Good talking to you, and good luck in the 40. You're going to run the 40 again.
I am actually doing it in 10 days at the Rose Bowl.
Oh, how good is that?
Yes, because we're trying to raise as much money for St. Jude as possible. And this just in, it's not easy to credential people at the scouting combine for your own personal run.
I'm sure that finding the alternative site in the Rose Bowl wasn't easy either, but good luck to that. That's great.
Man. I mean, there's nothing more iconic. There's no place more iconic to mask the lack of physical attributes that I will put out there, Coach. You know.
Good luck with it. Thanks for having me on.
Anytime. Thanks for the call.
Take care.
That's Brian Kelly, everybody, from LSU football right here on the Rich Eisen Show. I know you're disappointed, Chris. I know you're disappointed.
I mean, we had him on for 15 minutes.
How am I going to ask him about his accent? You want me to ask? He didn't sound like that at all.
And the dancing videos and how awkward those were.
Oh, my
gosh. I mean,
I'm with you, Chris. I thought you'd sneak it in there.
I'm sorry, guys.
I thought you'd sneak in a family.
I'm sorry, guys.
Well, guess what? We'll talk to him again.
Yeah, I mean.
We talk to him all the time.
Yeah. It'll be the last time.
I feel like I've let you down.
You didn't. No.
I feel like in other ways you have, but not in this way. I feel like I let you down.
Yeah. All right, I'll take it out on Saban tomorrow. Is that better?
But how can we do that to
there's
Nick?
Nothing. There's nothing.
What are you going to say?
There's nothing.
What's it feel like to win all those titles?
Yeah. All the rings in his ears. He can't hear us.
I think the only person you disappointed was Pat Beverly so far. That's it.
And you for interrupting me.
No,
seriously, I mean,
I told you
whatever.
To get my burger. You get my order wrong in the drive-thru. That's disappointing.
All right, we'll take a break, everybody. We'll take a break. Call me and tell me you're disappointed in me. I'll take your calls. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on the Rich Eisen Show. Let's talk Sleep Number, people, because quality sleep is so essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, and the same thing for your partner, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side, helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, quiets your snores or your partner's? Sleep Number does that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart, but it truly is the world of difference. The Sleep Number sleep that you get is unbelievable. You will love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now you could save 50%. That's 50%. On the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code Eisen when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store and use my code Eisen. Back here on our terrestrial radio family, along with our Peacock and Sirius XM family here on Odyssey as well.
You're not saying family, right?
Family.
Okay. good to be with all of you. Very rarely do I do this, and I did it yesterday, and because it just outraged me. It did. As a Yankee fan, to see somebody in Yankee Stadium in the Bronx, New York, wearing a Red Sox jacket and what appeared to be maybe some other Red Sox material underneath the jacket. That's not a problem. I've seen that before many, many, many times. But then to be wearing a Met hat on top of it, it's just like, what the hell is your problem, sir? And there are children around for children to see this individual walking around in a Major League Baseball stadium. And unfortunately for the guy, captured by ESPN cameras, bottom of the ninth of a one-run game on Sunday Night Baseball, easily the biggest audience ESPN may have for a baseball game in quite some time, opening weekend. And I said, I need to know, who is this man? Who is this person?
Whose man?
What is the story behind this individual? Need to know. Mike Del Tufo thought it was a lost bet. I just thought it was a lost soul, quite frankly. And I think we're about to get our answer, because I'm looking at the Rich Eisen Show phone line and I see calling in Sheridan from Utica, New York. Utica. You are on the Rich Eisen Show. How are you, Sheridan?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic, Rich. Good to be on. Hey, Mike. Hey, Chris.
What's up, brother?
We're all here. And TJ is here as well. Mike is not here, so it's all good. It's all good. Our
fellow Mets fan, hey, Sheridan.
Hey, I say it's all going to be okay.
Okay, very good, very good. So first, let's get things first. You are the individual in the Red Sox Mets gear. Is that a true story? You are that person.
That is me. That is correct.
Okay. So now I ask this to you, sir, with the utmost of respect. What the hell? What the hell? How did this happen?
What the hell
Why?
Going on?
What the hell going on with you, sir? What on? Happened? What happened? What's the story?
It all started with a bet last year when my buddy Matt Allen ended up buying tickets for us to go see the Mets play at Fenway, and that was last September. And so he's a Red Sox fan. He's wearing his gear, and I'm wearing my Mets gear. And we're at the game, and I said, you know, we got to make a bet. We got to put something on the line. And he was like, all right, well, what do you propose? I said, well, listen, you've never been to a Subway Series game, and you've never been to a Red Sox game at Yankee Stadium. And I said, you know, listen, whoever loses has to buy two new jerseys, has to buy two tickets, and we have to go to either the Red Sox playing at Yankee Stadium or we have to go when the Mets play at Yankee Stadium. But the loser has to dress as the opposing team and has to be a fan, either a Red Sox fan or a Mets fan. And that game, unfortunately, the Mets lost, and so I was the loser, and I had to buy the jerseys, I had to buy the tickets, and we end up going to the game. And as we're driving down from the Utica area, mm-hmm. I've got my Mets hat on because that's what I wear. I mean, I'm a diehard Mets fan, orange and blue, and Seven Line Army. I mean, that's how I roll. But we get down, get to the hotel, we're changing, and he says, you should leave your hat on. I was like, okay, let's go. You know, and the bottom line is this. Mets fans, Red Sox fans, the one thing that they have in common is that Yankees suck.
My man!
Yes. Sheridan. I just got worked by a chiropractor. Okay. Because that's what you are, right? You're a chiropractor by trade? correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay.
And everybody needs a chiropractor.
Of course.
Yeah, I need one right now.
I know that. Well, clearly I do. I just got worked. Okay. So at what point did you realize you became nationally and Twitter famous for wearing a Red Sox uniform and a Met hat to a Yankee Red Sox game?
So we are going out of the stadium, and listen, I was getting crap from people, you know, while I was at the stadium, all different sorts of comments from people. I mean, it didn't stop. Not, it wasn't bad. Like, nobody was throwing anything at me. There was no physicality, but you know, I mean, listen, this is, I'm getting catcalled in the bathroom. I'm at the urinal and this guy goes, Yo, you all right? What the?
Careful, doctor. Careful, doctor. You may work blue in your office, but not here, sir. Not in this office. Keep going, though.
All right. So, you know, and just I'm trying to buy food, and the people are looking at me down, looking at me. He looks at my hat, looks at my jersey, looks at my hat. He says, "Are you confused?" I said, "No." He says, "At least you got a good sandwich." I mean, it was just nonsense. People behind us were all game long getting in my ear.
I get it. But at what point did you really? Because now it's on my, it wound up on my Twitter feed, and I did want to, you know, ask you the same question that you got asked at the urinal, you know, and so now I have the full story. It is terribly unfortunate in a way that you are captured and seen on an ESPN audience wearing this gear. I mean, that makes you losing the bet literally 100 times worse, I would think.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, for sure. And we knew that, especially with Boston winning, that it was not going to be pretty. Everybody's leaving. And so we went out right out gate two, and we're like, man, we're not going to get an Uber or a Lyft. We're not going to get on any. We're not going on public transportation. That's for darn sure. And so, thankfully, they've got cars waiting right there out there for you. And the guy says, "You need a ride?" It's like, absolutely. And we hopped in.
Got out of. But who called you and said, "By the way, you're on Twitter. You're all over the place." Where'd you get that?
So nobody called me. So we get in the cab. I have no idea what's going on. All of a sudden, my phone blows up. I am getting text messages, Facebook messages, Instagram, you name it. Just absolute getting swamped. My phone hasn't stopped going off. I mean, since that moment, let's say 11 o'clock on Sunday night till now, it has been nonstop, my phone blowing up. I'm like, I've got to take care of patients. I got things to do. Still coming in.
Yeah, okay. The world famous Dr. Sheridan Mish. Utica, New York.
Yeah, Doug, this is Brockman. What jersey did you end up buying, or is it just, you know, was it just a plain jersey with no name and number on the back?
It was a plain jersey, no name or number. It was the authentic jersey that's made in America.
Okay.
I support local businesses in my communities. I take a priority in doing that. And also, anytime that we can, we try to buy American-made products. And yeah, it might cost a little bit more, and that's okay, because we know that American workers are getting paid for what we're doing.
All right. So, but where's the Red Sox stuff now? I mean, you're never putting that on again, right? I mean, ever again. We can at least agree on that, right?
I cannot agree on that, Rich. I've got to tell you that yesterday in the office, people wanted to see it. People wanted to get pictures with me. I wore it all day at the office. Patients were taking pictures with me. They were absolutely loving it. I've got patients today that said, "I'm coming with my Yankees jersey. You better have that gear on. I want a picture with you."
Okay.
Business is booming, Rich.
Yeah. So, yeah, I've still got it. It's at my office, and I will don it as necessary for people that want photo ops.
You just put it in the frame, Doc. You got to frame that eventually and hang it on the wall.
Yeah, well, he's not wearing it on the 7 train. That's for damn sure.
I would hope not.
That's not happening.
No, not at all. Listen, I'm again, diehard Mets fan, 7-line army. I'm going to the games, and I'm to the Mets games. I'm wearing all my Mets gear, but I will certainly continue to try and promote the commonality of theme with the Mets fans and Yankees fans. And for those that want to also embrace it, I'm happy to put the jersey on. Today, when I went to the gym, you know, it was one of the funny things. And I got to thank you guys. You know, on the podcast yesterday,
yes,
you were saying that, hey, this guy looks like he's in good shape. He's tall.
Yeah.
And so I work out. I went to my gym today, the fitness mill in Utica, and I walk in, and the manager's at the front desk. He's like, dude, I got to get a picture with you. And I was like, okay. You know, because he listened to it. He's like, you know, just excited that that's where I work out and that's what helps keep me in good shape. So I grabbed the jersey and hat, put it on, and he probably is going to put it on their social media.
All right, man. Okay, well, I'm glad we got to meet through you losing a bet and amazing, having the unfortunate moment of being captured bottom of the ninth of all times as well on ESPN. And I'm glad to know that you're a normal individual who's right mind and loves the Mets and supports local businesses and American-made items. And then you're not some mixed-up freak. So I'm very glad to hear that. Very glad to hear that. Very glad to hear that.
Yeah, I'll tell you what I really would like to do. I'd like, because people are telling me that it was a jinx. I jinxed the Yankees. And so I want to go to Fenway wearing that jersey and the Mets hat when the Yankees play at Fenway and help to continue that jinx against the Yankees and keep the Red Sox winning.
Everyone will be buying you beers if you show up at Fenway like that.
Yeah. Okay. Please call back when the Yankees and Mets play one another, because I'm more than happy to talk some serious smack with you, sir. Let's do it.
Absolutely. Love to do it. Right?
Don't lose our number. Thanks for the call, brother.
Let's go Mets.
Thanks for the call. There you go. Awesome. There you go.
Shout out 315. That's great. That's a four-hour drive from Utica.
That is the chiropractor giving me an adjustment. The rest of Yankee fans an adjustment. Right there. I wondered who he was. Yeah,
we
asked him,
who are you, sir? Del Tufo nailed
it. And within 24 hours.
Yeah, we put it on Twitter yesterday. And
within 24 hours, we have our answer. Del Tufo was right. He was. Good thing he's not here.
I didn't want to ask him about, you know, the price tag, but, you know, the lower bowl seats that he paid for, the drive.
Let's just put it all together. That had to have been... The jersey
and
the tickets,
jersey, yeah.
The tickets, the parking. Well, I wasn't parking. He just heard he took an Uber. Should I have asked him what his Uber rating was?
Oh, yeah. Call him back, Chris.
No. And so that's about, what, $500?
Sunday Night Baseball, Red Sox.
They had to park somewhere.
Red Sox, Yankees in the lower bowl.
Did they Uber back to Utica?
I mean, that's 4 hours. I don't think so. Maybe they were staying in a hotel and...
Yeah, I don't know.
Not in the city? I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I'd love that.
Too bad the Yankees didn't come back. They had so many opportunities to win that game, too.
Well, I mean, both teams in the whole series was just back and forth. AL East is going to be awesome this year.
Did you see the commissioner of Major League Baseball?
He was at Augusta on Thursday instead of opening day.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Uh-huh.
Hold on a minute. He did not attend any... Well, I don't know how welcome he would be in any of these places anyway.
I mean, maybe he popped into the Braves. I don't remember seeing him on
Roger
the broadcast.
Showed up everywhere. I mean...
But I heard he was at Augusta on Thursday.
But you would have been at Augusta, Chris.
Was everywhere.
But I'm not the commissioner of Major League Baseball.
Yeah, but if you were, you still would have went to Augusta.
that's not a great look. Are we sure he didn't like go to a Braves game later that night or something like that? Are we sure that he
maybe? I just know that he was.
I don't want to.
The one thing that he did, he gave headphones to everybody.
He gave Bose headsets to all the players.
So all is good. This guy.
What is that? Is that about $100? Let's say each headset's $100.
If they're the nice noise canceling ones, they're about $300.
All right, $300. $300 times 25 times 30. Is that like a $150 out of the league office?
But I'm sure it was a sponsor, so they probably got them for free.
I don't know. But here's, sorry we locked you out. Here's some headsets.
30, 225.
What do you think? Sorry we locked you out. Here's a headset.
Here's some headphones that you already have because you have sponsorships with Bose. Give them to your kids.
I saw that. It's just like he sent a note to all the players. Here's some headsets.
I just can't with this guy.
I mean, when he's been on the show, he's just been, you know, straight up. And
I know, and we've had him on a bunch of times. We met him when we were in D.C. at the All-Star game, but just...
Hey,
it's just
how about
one misstep let's after
talk,
another.
Hold on a second. Let's talk about this. All right, let's take a break. I want to tell you, I want to say what's been done right and what one thing needs to be fixed. How about that?
Positivity?
Positivity, but there's still one thing that still needs to be fixed. Okay.
Also, Rich, there's a NFL fan base right now that after your top five is not feeling you.
Fantastic. I want to hear about that. I want to hear about that. The one thing that baseball hasn't fixed yet, I'll amend it to two, and I'll tell you one thing right now. Fans cannot go to games dressed like this chiropractor anymore.
He's a star now.
He isn't.
He is a star now.
He's taking
selfies at the gym.
His name is Mish. Is that his name? Is that,
Sheridan.
Sheridan Mish.
Dr.
Right?
Mish.
So somebody's basically calling him and saying, Dr. Mish, man, my neck is killing me. But before we do,
selfie.
You want to take a picture?
You just get a quick one?
He's taking a selfie with him, and the guy's like,
that's like right down here.
That's the before, and then the after is after he's twisted his neck.
My neck, my back. My neck and my back.
My back.
Amazing.
Smoke it.
How many people were watching that game? That's my chiropractor.
13,
and we're like, who is this moron? We need to know.
I mean, my man's comfortable. He's taking selfies and dropping F-bombs on TV, radio.
Yes, my God.
So, Mike, very comfortable.
You can work with your mouth like that in your office, sir. I mean,
Don't come to mine with that mouth, sir.
Drop him. I don't show up with an L5 problem and a blue mouth, do I?
DJ Kelly, can he fix you?
Nobody can fix me.
He's unfixable.
I'm a lost cause.
He's unfixable?
Yeah, his back is, you know.
Yeah. Like Darren Sheik's starring a new movie called Breakable. Okay.
What you think they call him, Mr. Glass?
All right, I'm gonna help fix baseball and then find out which fan base is pissed at me before Bill Oram of The Athletic joins us. And then hour three, Solomon Hughes, who plays Kareem in the new Winning Time show coming up. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people, or as you might know from their jingle, O-O-O, O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs, because you know when you need your car fixed, you need somebody who knows what they're talking about and is helpful, has a smile on their face, and gets you back on the road. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you just find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you will find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts knowledgeable, helpful, and the best of all, friendly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. The Callaway Rogue Irons that you should go check out. Yep. You should go Rogue because there's definitely a version of the Callaway Rogue Irons out there for you. Most popular iron of the bunch is the Rogue ST Max. It's designed for the widest range of players because of its refined game improvement shaping, incredible combination of speed, forgiveness, and all-around performance. If you're a low to mid single-digit handicapper, there's the Rogue ST Pro, a hollow body construction in a sleek, compact player's shape. The Max OS is Callaway's best game improvement model. Mid to high handicappers, you get total forgiveness with high launch, wide soles, and enhanced offset. How about that? Total forgiveness on an iron shot. You can use that, I'll tell you that. Yeah. There's the Max OS Lite, their most forgiving high launch iron. It's for players with slower swing speeds. So there's no other iron out there that will perform like the new Rogue ST irons. Find your Rogue ST irons today at CallawayGolf.com/go-rogue. Let's give baseball a little bit of props. Let's do it, okay? And I don't mean giving away free Bose headsets to guys that you locked out as an I'm sorry we locked you out present. Let's cough it up, man. Let's cough it up. They're going to get rid of this shift. I know it. I like this competition committee that they have formed. They're going to get rid of this shift. It's gone. Feels everybody like right now who's standing out there in short right field, moving over from third base, everybody right now who's standing out there right behind second base where you're the fourth infielder over there, take a picture mentally because it's gone. I can't wait for it. It stinks. It absolutely stinks. You know, Joey Gallo reached base for the Yankees twice yesterday. I'm thinking to myself, wow, that's incredible. He got two singles. Isn't that incredible? He is, because you know why it's incredible? Because all he does is homer, strikeout, or walk. That's it.
Yep.
And it already, you know, it just drives me nuts. Like, he steps to the plate, and I've heard nothing but great things about him. I'm sitting there thinking, this is boring. I literally think that when he steps to the plate. Because he might shock us by laying down a bunt because everybody's standing on the right side of the infield and it's just enough already. I can't wait. Wait till the game opens up. I like this, PitchCom, whatever the hell they got going on.
Yeah, the communication device between catchers and pitchers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I dig that too. You know, I dig it. Although now I have no idea what pitch is coming. Normally, sometimes you see the sign being dropped down. You can get an idea. You can see what's going on. We have no idea. Continue a complete mystery right now. Complete mystery right now as to what pitch is being thrown. And I kind of like that sort of gamesmanship correction. And I kind of also like the guessing game that I'm now having. It's a little bit more drama. So I like that. Love making the baseball umpires explain their rulings on replay. About time. How many times have I been complaining about that?
A few years now.
Love it. Great. Because not only does it help as a consumer, it shows that you actually care. It really does. And you could sit there and say, you know, get over yourself or whatever, or how does that actually matter? It really, that you actually care. It's a customer service that is being provided. It literally turns the umpires into a customer service representative. Now, would I want to actually demand a refund from, you know, Country Joe West if he was still around? No. But it does help out. I love it. But one thing they have to get rid of, are these cockamamie ghost runners in extra innings. I understand when you were playing a shortened season because there were no fans and there was no minor leagues and you can't call anybody up and you can't have 18 inning games. You just can't. I understand that. And I understand that this commissioner and owners, a lot of owners, are all over pace of play. I understand that. But you cannot just change the rules in extra innings. You just can't. I think it is just absolutely less than what we're expecting out of a baseball game. You know what it is? It's like the overtime rules in college football, which you know I despise, because it removes kicking from the equation. It removes punting, field position, playing defense. It removes it completely. It's not football. And now it's definitely not football. Now we're just going to go for two. It's just 2-yard plays now to decide who wins a football game. That means so much to so many people. You got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me. It stinks. And in baseball, it's now you're putting somebody on second base and you can score a run just by grounding out. One ground out in the right place, another ground out in the right place, one ground out in the right place, one fly ball in the right place, and some reliever who's made outstanding pitches is now the loser. And so is your team. And it happened, you know, to you, opening day, Red Sox.
Yep.
Red Sox scored on their ghost runner to start. Yankees start scored on their ghost runner without the benefit of a hit to extend it into the 11th inning. Anybody who doesn't score with a ghost runner on second, you essentially lose. I don't know how often it is where both teams in extra innings with a ghost runner don't score. I don't have the numbers in front of me. I think it stinks. Awful. I sit through a nine-inning game. You know what? I'm an adult that I could sit through another couple innings if it means the real thing, which is baseball. Hockey's kind of gotten it right. Well, basketball does it right. It's just a five-minute period of the same game. You know how I feel about the new NFL rules. Hockey's great. It still is hockey when it's just three-on-three, though.
They're still playing hockey.
Right. Until it's time for, you know, the regular season, the penalty shots and what have you. But in the playoffs, it's just like, let's go.
Play till somebody wins.
Let's go. I hate the ghost runners, man. Hate it. Got to get rid of it. I don't know what is this the last year for it? I honestly thought they had gotten rid of it.
They did, and then they added it back in at the last minute.
Another thing that I'd like, get rid of. Name me a National League fan that's calling. Do you know a National League fan saying, I missed the pitchers hitting? Anybody? Anybody?
No, I don't know.
Okay, you've watched some Met games. Did you sit there? You know what? I miss that nine hole just being this sucking noise of not mattering. Sucking noise of not mattering.
I wonder what took so dang long. Why did it take so long? To get the NL, it's DH.
I don't know.
The only one I've heard Tim Kirchner is the only one who I've heard who misses
get out
the
here.
Pitchers.
And I love him. He's one of the sweetest people of all time. And I know that there's a lot of traditionalists. Get out of here with that. Get out of here. Let's play baseball. Oh, the double switches and the 15 switches and all of that. I don't miss it. But get rid of the ghost runner, man. Who hates me now from my top five list? Which fan base hates me?
Top five list? I would stay out of Denver if I was
okay.
you for the foreseeable future. They're a little bit upset.
Because they're the only AFC West team that I've left out. Hey, look, so you got a new coach and you got Russell Wilson coming in and the team has just been underperforming for so long. Let's see. I am more than happy to be wrong for Broncos Nation. I am more than happy to be wrong. I need to see it.
Broncos country, really.
To believe it. Broncos country.
Yeah.
I need to see it to believe it. That's it. I got to see it.
Titans fans have a bigger beef, though.
I know. They're the one seed.
They were the one seed last year.
And they're overlooked. And I just haven't seen them improve in the same way that I've seen tangible maneuvers by everyone else. And they have every right to say, get the Chiefs out of there. Get the Chiefs out of there. They lost both their ties, Tyron and Tyreek. And that's going to be significant. But I need to see it. I'm sorry, Denver fans. I need to see it first. I need to see how Nathaniel Hackett handles the clock, clock management, new coach. Vic Fangio was around the game for a million years, and he was disastrous at deciding when to throw challenge flags and call timeouts and work the clock. You got a new coach. I need to see that. I need to see that the way it all works. You can't just say Russell Wilson's here, and all of a sudden we're a top five team in the entire AFC where everybody's gotten better, it seems. And not just better, appreciably better.
Superstar better.
So I know you got Randy Gregory and you got Russ on each side. I just need to see it. And by the way, get ready for them to be here for the Rams first up. Opening night. That's going to be huge. That would be great.
Broncos, Rams.
I would be surprised if it's anything else. Why wouldn't you want to have Russ back here in Los Angeles to take on a team that he has a serious history with? Yeah. For his new team, the first look at Russell Wilson in a new uniform. Easily the biggest name quarterback or player to trade spots. In the craziest spot trading month in the history of the NFL. I would be surprised if it's not Denver at Rams. You know? And there you go. Off you go on NBC first night. And I think that decision's coming. I've already heard a date potentially to mark off to host the schedule release. Yeah.
Nice.
In May.
After the draft.
Yes, sir. Which makes sense to do it right before the draft. We're talking about the draft over the next 2 weeks, then do the draft, have it subside, and then hit the schedule.
I know, but back in the day, it used to be before the draft.
It makes sense. May is a perfect time to release the schedule and keep things nice and fresh for everybody. Bill Oram of The Athletic. Solomon Hughes, who plays Kareem Abdul-Jabbar on Winning Time. He'll skyhook his way into the studio, third hour.
Well done.
Thank you.
Okay, so we were talking about that Mike Vrabel quote earlier, Rich. I started writing a song about Mike Vrabel. I'm calling it the Ballad of Mike Vrabel.
Okay. Because he said one line that sounded like a...
A country song. Take your heart pills and buckle up.
Okay.
That sounded like a
country
song.
Do you have accompaniment? Do you have something right here or what? Okay.
That's not terrible. Yeah, that's not terrible. I don't know how it's going to work with what I've written. But,
so go ahead.
All right, so my first verse is, he stands stoic and tall on the gridiron sod, broad-shouldered, stone-jawed, and the beard of a god. All business and tough, no time for fun. His teams play hard and rely on the run. So they say it's a hard knock life, 18 weeks filled with grit and strife. When you need a big dog and never a pup, take your heart pills and buckle up.
Okay.
All right.
Unfortunately, we had a key change just as he was hitting his line.
Yeah, it didn't. Like I said, the song didn't
this is not
match,
very well produced.
Sort of,
maybe
fine.
A little faster would have worked.
I was just writing. I don't know.
I like it. You need to go more monotone, man. You need to go more like Johnny Cash. Yeah, give me. Is there one more verse you could give me?
I haven't written another verse yet. I was trying to
take your heart pills and buckle up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You should sing it like walking.
How about this?
I don't want to sing it like walking. What are you talking about?
Take your hot pills and buckle up. It's great.
Absolutely not.
That's a terrible, terrible note.
Terrible note.
It was
bad.
Awful note.
It wasn't good. Ma'am.
Take your heart pills and buckle up is a great name for a country
good.
Song.
Good.
Buckle
good
up.
I like
song.
It, by the way. Excellent.
Thank
do
you.
That on the yeah, run.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do that on the fly like that.
See how many more verses I can come up with.
Find you some better music.
Guys, we got a phone call
from Denver.
No. We got a phone call this past hour from a chiropractor amidst his glowing 15 minutes of fame from Utica, New York. The guy who wore the Red Sox jersey in the Met.
That guy was amazing.
He dropped a curse line.
I thought you were going to have me hang up on him at that point.
Nah, it's all right.
Keep going.
Serious F bomb.
He dropped it.
Look, guys, we're Sports Emmy nominated. We can get away with this stuff.
Is that right?
With the FCC, he'll give us a
little
bit.
Are we still on the air? We'll see if Peacock keeps us on the air for hour three. We hope so. We've got Solomon Hughes, who plays Cap.
Cap.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Winning Time, coming up.